When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life's got you down. When life isn't producing lemons, well, you just got to learn another way to make some lemonade.
Doubt? Okay.
What?
Welcome back, OnlyFams.
Happy Famtastic Friday.
From your favorite foursome.
Where we co-parent with a twist. Welcome back, Amber.
Thank you for having me back.
I know. How was last week's episode? Did you listen to it last week?
I did. You guys always do a good job without me. Maybe I should just permanently remove myself.
Absolutely not, ma'am. No fucking thing. Don't leave me alone with these two. You know, it was like pulling teeth. I felt like I was at the dentist with these two. We tried to have them do it by themselves. And the two men, it's just like, what do you guys talk about on a day-to-day basis? Like when you guys chat with each other, do
video
you guys
games.
Talk? You talk video games.
Yeah, so actually today, a new AR dropped.
That's what they were talking about when we first got here. Gabe and Chris were talking about video games.
It's pretty dope. It's a little overpowered. It's fast too,
until it gets nerfed.
Yeah,
can you imagine if they did a whole episode just talking about fucking video games? How many people would be like?
Do you know how many fucking wet panties would be in the comments?
None. Zero panties.
Bet.
Men's panties.
I didn't click off. I didn't say what gender.
Oh my god! Let me gather my breath. You take two men in your guys' defense who don't, you guys are on like the back end of social media. It's just like, you guys are in the background of social media. So,
okay. Well, the background guy is fucking the boss.
Okay. Thanks for that. That's not my point. My point is that for you know, for an average person who doesn't do this on a daily basis, maybe it is hard to sit down and come up with
ideas.
Do you know that I ask Gabe all the time, hey, do you have any ideas on what you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Nothing. Ever. But he has helped me with like a couple titles.
For sure. We got that.
But usually it's just like, hey, do you have any ideas? And it's like, crickets. I'm like, shit, now I gotta think of what the fuck we could talk about.
I feel honored that Gabe's even here joining us, because I feel like most of him doesn't even want to be doing this. How do you feel, Gabe? Open up, because guess what, you guys, today is our 100th episode of Dragging Gabe.
Fireworks. Boom
into this.
100.
How do you feel? 100 times you've sat down and done this.
That's nuts. That's a lot of fucking times.
It's a lot of fucking times. How are you? Where's your head at?
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
From
so
who?
You don't get fined.
Who's going to fine you? Your wife?
The FCC.
Not me.
Won't let me be.
Who's? Yeah, I'm curious. Who are you getting fined by?
So let me be me.
People.
People.
I want my people to chat with your people, because your people should not be fining you.
You'd think that, right?
Okay. What? Oh my god.
Okay. Speaking of 100 episodes, we have done a lot of things together. 100 things together, probably. We've done
that's crazy.
All the four of us. And other than recording the podcast, which your boys are not too fan of all the time. What are some things that you think were fun that the four of us did together? Can you think of something? Let's reminisce. Let's think of our history together, you guys.
Actually, figuring it all out was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like the startup.
We started like, it was random. I randomly had this thought to start a podcast, which I had never even listened to a podcast before.
This all, you guys probably, if you listen all the time, you probably know this, but this is all Amber. Like, this is Amber's idea, Amber's brilliance, like Amber's ideas. This is really her thing that has come to life, and she's brought us together, and we've done it 100 times now. So good job, Amber.
Thanks.
You coordinated this.
I don't even know how I thought of it, but for me, like, I don't always like being the face of social media,
right?
If that makes sense. Like, I don't like to take pictures. I don't like to film all the time.
Yeah.
Like, but I do like to talk. And then
for sure,
when I'm talking on a podcast, it's like so much less pressure than being in front of the camera.
I get it.
Like, you don't have to make things a certain way. It's like, if you're going to record, you're like, oh, hey, I got to like
look
fix myself
way.
A little bit. Yeah. I got to like push my shit to the side.
No, we'd be looking bummy. Like, we'd be looking bummy showing up.
And I don't know. I just had the idea to start a podcast. For what reason? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then when we talked about it, we're like, yeah, that might be a good idea. And we had no idea if people were going to listen to it or anything. But we came up with an idea, and then it took us a little bit to come up with a name. There was a few name options.
Yeah.
Because we had to plan all of this before we launched.
What was our number two? Was it?
It was Eskimo Bros.
Eskimo Bros and a couple of hoes.
Should have went with that.
No, I know.
We should have went with the foreskins.
I don't remember this one. I do remember, however, all sitting down at lunch one day. Isn't that when we did this? It was like when we were getting Mexican food. Was that?
No.
Yeah.
No, it was here at our house.
Oh, when we talked about it?
Yeah.
What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the four of us sitting down together at a Mexican restaurant talking about names to call us.
It was probably just group therapy.
I was thinking maybe it was just our group text thread now that I think about it. Because we did have it. And now we named it Fantastic Four, the four of us in our like day-to-day chat.
Used to be Eskimo Bros.
It used to be Eskimo Bros and a couple of hoes. That used to be what it was called. Which, you know, I think is a close second. I might even like that one a little bit more than a Fantastic Four. But it makes sense. It's on brand for us. So I guess we love it. We love it. And here we are, like, Fantastic Four.
We had to come up with what we were going to name our podcast and what the tagline was going to be. And like the co-parenting with a twist thing, I think... We were all throwing out ideas. It took a lot of thinking.
Teamwork.
And, you know, choosing what we were going to do. And then, like, to plan a podcast, Chris had to research literally everything because we had decided from the beginning that Chris was going to edit.
Right.
And so he had to figure out on his own, like, what editing to use. And how to do it. And we
Chris has done a lot.
We did have issues. And we also had to research the mics and everything. So that was all Chris. Chris did all like the mics and stuff.
So really it's like your two's thing. And then I feel like I bring enthusiasm here. That's what I bring. And Gabe is our guest appearance weekly. Our weekly guest appearance.
I'm just the eye candy.
The eye candy.
I got the perfect face for a microphone.
You're so right.
Same. That's why I love the podcast.
Those headphones just look so great on you. You do it well. You fit your role amazingly.
Someone's just got to make you sound more enthusiastic.
Who, so. You?
Yeah, because if he sounds less enthusiastic, you sound more enthusiastic.
Oh, okay.
It's
I got you.
Balance.
I'm going to take balance. It down a notch.
We have a healthy balance.
Oh, I see. Because you're like the one that comes on and you're just like mopey.
What was the reference that we heard the other night? It was a cosmic balance or something. Remember?
I have no idea what you're talking about, bruh.
One of our shows that we were watching. And
Which show?
I don't remember.
Was it freaking Too Hot to Handle?
I love that show. That was a good one.
I don't remember.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
Did you finish it? Did you watch it?
No.
That's a fun one.
Was my winner correct? Who I thought it would
be? Who did you guess? You watched a couple episodes with us. I forgot.
Was it? Did you guess Nathan?
No. Harry? Is that his name?
Oh.
Yeah. Technically, you're right.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one that's on TikTok? He has an accent.
No. Harry Jowsey?
Yeah.
Was he
on a show?
Probably, but not that one. But this guy's name was... But no, his name's not Harry. He looks like Harry. He looks like Harry Styles. His name's not Harry. Oh, yes. Maybe it is Harry.
It is.
Fuck, I don't know. But Harry and Bo as a couple won.
So they had to split 90 grand.
I don't... Oh, it stayed at 90 grand. So.
It stayed at 90 grand. Well, no, they lost it all. Nathan lost it all for them.
They were at $0 and they earned it back.
And then they earned it back. Anywho, if you haven't checked out
that show.
It's called Too Hot to Handle. It's a dumb dating funny show. Like, it's just so dumb. I love watching dumb shows.
It's not even really dating. It was just like, let's see what happens kind of show.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I don't remember which one Bo was.
Bo was the blonde girl. Sorry, that was very fake.
She was the one with the super small lips.
The super. No, she had some big lips.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. She had lots of filler in those lips.
She was the blonde one with the tan.
With the blonde, I mean.
Well, no, they were small compared to what's her name?
Oh, yeah, the other.
The other blonde one.
I already forgot that. They've already erased. Anyway, okay. We don't have to turn this into a too hot to handle podcast. But it seems like you like that show, so I'm down for that.
If it's on, I'm going to watch it. I'm cool with that. Like, there's something in front of me, and like, obviously, I'm going to pay attention to it.
For shizzle my nizzle. Okay, back to For shizzle my nizzle? That's not good. I think I got that
from
Gabe.
Come on, keep going. Let's get hyphy.
Rewind. Let's get hyphy. Okay, that's right. Gabe's taking it down for me. He's like, take down your enthusiasm, girl. So, memories together, guys. Aww. The four of us. My favorite memory, hands down, of our Fantastic Four dynamic was going to Universal Studios. That was for Amber's birthday. That was so much fun. Like, I seriously had a blast, and I would love to do that again.
That was our first forcation.
Our first forcation.
And it all went to hell when we went to Disneyland, and I swallowed the water.
There was definitely no fornicating.
From
no.
Splash Mountain. That was the worst experience of my life.
Oh my God, I know. Wasn't it your idea or was it mine?
To go on Splash Mountain? Yeah. I don't know.
I can't remember.
I typically don't go on that ride, and then our whole boat was full of adults.
It's about to shut down.
So then
you know.
We drowned. We all drowned.
Fuck.
And we all had to go dry our shoes.
We all bought shoes, yeah.
Started feeling funny at dinner, and I was like, something's right. Funny. And then the next day, I'm like, and it was freaking Splash Mountain's contaminated water that I swallowed.
You had some things growing in your chest.
And I hadn't gone on that ride. I probably went on that ride as a kid. I don't think I've ever gone on that ride as an adult, because I'm like, I don't really like water rides. But I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know there were so many drops.
Well, I'm glad that you did it, because as of next month, it's gone forever.
Well, good. I don't give a shit.
Well, I mean, it's just they're retheming it into Tiana's...
So it's just a rebranding.
It's a retheme, yeah. So I'm assuming it's going
to
be...
So is it the same ride, or just...
I mean, I don't know. You're not going to know until it opens. It's the same... They're not going to do any major...
I'm sure it's going to be the same ride. It's just going to be called something else, and it's just going to be...
Yeah, it's just going to be a reskin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be like Tiana's kitchen or something like that. Not kitchen, but something related to her, like her restaurant. So it's not going to be like...
Movie,
what?
Yeah. So you're going to fall into like pot of water?
I don't know.
A pot of boiling water?
Boiling? Jesus. I know. Imagine it's warmed. Oh my God. That might actually be a hit.
Yeah.
People like...
Especially like in the cold.
Warm water. Until you get out.
They better put a warning label on the side of the car, or I'm suing.
I am going to be in Disneyland tomorrow, so I'm so fucking excited. I'm going just with a few adults. You're doing that too in 2 weeks, aren't you?
I am, for New Year's.
So excited for you. I cannot wait. Gabe, would you go? Like, are you down to go to Disneyland? Do you want to come with me?
No, oh, I was actually invited.
Oh. I'll invite you.
It's okay. I'll just be at home by my lonesome.
You come here.
No, yeah, you're coming to our party. We already established this, remember? You're going to come up. Oh, you don't look like that, bro. You don't have a goddamn choice. I am going to lasso your ass, and I'm going to drag your sad ass into my house. And we're going to party all night
long.
That
was rude.
How was that rude? I just want to help him.
Did you just say it a big ass?
You don't lasso his ass.
Why not? I thought you said lasso his big ass.
I know. I think I just said his ass. Like, lasso your ass. You're going to come. Do you work that day? We did this last time.
Where does. He does work that day, but the next day he doesn't work.
Shit. See? I will see you here, my place. We got to plan that. Fuck.
No promises.
Oh, damn. Well, it's better than being at home by your lonesome. Anyways. Sad about it.
Okay. Children will be there.
Moving on. What are some of your guys' favorite
memories?
Memories of the four of us. None. Mm. We suck. We're terrible.
You know, my list is so long. I just don't know which one to pick.
I can't tell if that's sarcasm. Like, I'm actually a little offended.
I live my day one day at a time. Like, I really couldn't tell you. Like,
not even a quarter mile?
Slow down there, Vin. All right. No, like, I really couldn't even tell you, like, a favorite episode.
Yeah.
Because once we're done, I don't think about it.
Well, you don't even listen to it.
Ever again.
Exactly.
So you don't even know what the conversations are. You don't even know what part of you has been shown on the internet. Whoa.
Absolutely not.
Chris is in control of what part is shown.
I'm just going to say the shit that you say cut out, he doesn't cut out, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Gabe, by the way, you have an OnlyFans.
Chris really is actually taking all those moments, and he's consolidated them into a file, and he's selling them.
Sounds about right.
For good money.
But all don't worry. Oh my God, can you imagine if we had an episode of all of the shit that gets cut out?
Oh my God, it would be a lot of bullshit.
Oh my God.
Or like talking to the kids, and we're like telling, like the kids come in and we're just like, hold on, we're not quite done yet, guys. Like,
go away.
Or
bye.
What else do we say? We sit in silence trying to figure out what to talk about next.
Or like, why did you say it like that? You need to say it like, why do you sound so sad?
Oh, our
pep it up.
Oh, yeah. Gabe and Amber vibes.
I mostly cut out just like all the small talk and little bullshit and pauses and a kid walks in and just stuff that where if it's like an awkward like 3 to 4 seconds of emptiness where you probably would have thought that the episode just ended abruptly. So I just cut out
where people check their volume.
Right.
Like, did I
they'll like turn it all the way up and then suddenly and then Jessica like, wow. will laugh and blow out your eardrum.
Blow out your eardrum.
See?
That was so accurate. Holy shit. And my laugh is so fucking annoying, you guys. Like, I know, okay? I've been hated on my whole life for my laugh. It sounds like a fucking hyena. I know, I get it. But
a hyena in heat.
Ew, what the fuck? For some reason, when Chris is editing the podcast and it's just like loudly blaring throughout the house, I'm like, shut the fuck up, Jessica. Jesus Christ, you're annoying. So I get it. I get why you guys think I'm annoying.
I usually turn it down when I edit because then you'll come bitch at me.
I'm like, turn that shit off. I don't want to. And I listen to myself talk for a living. But for whatever reason, me on the podcast with a mic in front of me, like, take me out. I don't want to be here anymore.
It hits different.
It's so different. Funny. There's times that I've listened to it and I'm like, oh my God, we're saying and the so often, and I'm like, I just want to.
I know it really gives you
when you listen to yourself,
you can reflect on what you sound. You're like, do I sound like this to people? Because holy shit, god damn, I just feel
so
sorry
funny
for anyone who has to listen to me. I get the amount of comments I get on my videos of people thinking that they're watching their video in two times, like two speed. What is it, like double
fast
time
forward.
Fast forward. they think they're because that's an option on YouTube where you can listen
it's
to it.
It's an option on the podcast too.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh shit. So I'm sorry if you guys ever thought that we were
that we were sped up a little bit.
We were sped up because I just tend to talk and I talk fast apparently. Everyone always tells me slow the fuck down. What does that even mean? I need some lessons.
If you need a popcorn somebody for like reading something in class, pick Jessica.
Yeah, I'll be fast. I'll be like blah, 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 blah. I need a lesson from Gabe of how to slow down. How do we slow down, Gabe? Do you have any advice for me? See, there's a slow answer. See, this drives me fucking crazy. I'm just like, talk. What is your advice? Give me something.
Just stop.
Great advice.
Wow. That worked.
You heard it here first, folks.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys 5 minutes of Jessica not talking. Go.
I don't think that's possible.
The thing is that the episode would just be silent.
I know.
I got you guys. You guys got to. Let's hear something. Your ideas. Go. Chris, favorite memory. Gabe has none. He fucking hates us. Amber has. Did you say one?
I don't know.
She's.
My favorite. I don't think I did. My favorite color is black.
Okay. What? We have no memories, guys. This mood is down for our 100th episode, man.
My favorite memory is probably all the times that we took pictures.
Oh, that is fun. Like,
which we need to because I've been posting old pictures. But we haven't taken new pictures in a while. But like all the times
that's because Gabe doesn't like us.
All the times we took pictures, like before we announced the podcast, and then the pictures that we took when we made the merch.
Okay.
Those ones love were always it. Fun.
I know the New Year's one was so legit when we dropped the podcast and we did that. That was so cool. Like walking down the street with our, and then we got our champagne pictures. Like those are ones for the books. When we're on our deathbed, we're going to have those pictures at our funeral. Like
Okay. Core memory.
Okay.
When we, the night we took the pictures and I had the whole mug of beer.
That's what I just was saying, babe. Yeah,
my favorite memory was when I got to finally drink it.
After it 500 pictures.
I was going to say it was probably warm by then.
I don't remember.
Still does the job.
I don't even know how we thought of the poses that we did. The picture for Fantastic Four is one of those pictures.
Yeah.
And like just like the way we're posed, I'm just like, how the fuck did we get there?
We're just naturals, guys. Put us in front of the camera and we can just work it. You don't even gotta know. We don't need inspo.
You know what I also love? What? Like a memory that I love? When we took our pictures for our 1 million listens.
Oh.
And we had the big one and the M and then they flew
away. And then they fucking flew away before we were done too. One of them left, right?
Yes.
We were like trying to do, I wanted to do a TikTok or something with it. And
then it flew away.
Aren't we almost at 3 million? Is that what we're at now?
We hit it? Let me check.
Drum roll, please.
Amber's phone load. We are at...
I'm running out of drums.
You sound like a really big vibrator.
Chris!
We are at 2.925 million. 2.9 million. Let's just say that.
Dun, dun.
2.9 million listens.
Woo, guys. That's all thanks to you guys. Let us get to that 3
we
million.
We missed our 2-year picture.
Shit. It's just like YouTube, when you hit 100,000, it's a big deal. And then nothing matters until you hit a million, right?
Yeah.
So we got our 1 mil. Now we need 10 mil. All the rest in between are just
little numbers.
Dog water.
Dog water.
Our holiday plans are already filling up our calendar. We are constantly on the go this time of year, visiting family, taking trips, making last-minute shopping trips, and so much more. Ease that holiday stress with Pampers Cruisers 360, the perfect diaper brand for an on-the-go parent and an on-the-go baby. They provide up to a 100% leak-proof fit. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband that provides a gap-free fit that moves with your baby so that they can move freely. Cruisers 360 are a great gift for parents of little ones in your life. From Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diaper and wipes purchase.
Did you?
That's all they are. Dog water.
Pulling out a Kyson's Fortnite book.
That's my kid's shit. My kids say some shit.
Dude.
I'll tell you what. We've talked about that, though. We don't need to get into that. Weird, I need some more. What's some more thoughts? Okay, let's reminisce on something different, Kate. Let's reminisce on other people's drama. Every week we do Adjust the Tip. Have we done 100?
No, because we didn't start it right away.
Oh.
It wasn't, I don't know when we came up with the segment, Adjust the Tip, or how. I think for us, we kind of just talk and random shit just comes to our minds.
Yeah.
And then we discuss it and then we like go on off each other. You know what I mean?
We're like, let's do it.
Okay, guys, keep sending them in. Jessica's a little sad. She hasn't had 100 tips yet.
I know. I need a few 100. More tips to get to 100, you guys. I am counting.
Trying to hit that triple digit.
I'm trying to hit that triple digit. So send me more of your tips. Is there any like segment that came in that you think of to this day? Like something that was just so... I think I have one, but I want there you guys
was,
to go first.
There was a couple where they followed up like the following week.
I love
week,
the follow-up.
And yes. I was like, okay, they listened. And I don't remember if they like actually took advice or did anything that we said. But the follow-up was cool.
The follow-ups. Because we always have questions. We're always like, but what this, what that? Because like, obviously, just the tip doesn't give us every single answer.
Yeah.
So we have so many questions. And then like the follow-ups, I love when they like answer our questions. And we're like, oh, okay.
That makes sense. So was there one that stuck out in particular for you guys that you can think of? Like, what is one that stuck with you?
I think one was... the girl's boyfriend, like, yes. It didn't she like have some kind of like weird relationship with like the boyfriend's dad or something? Like, I remember like something went down like that, and then she like followed up like I think the following week with,
I know what you're talking about,
questions of like what the fuck is going on.
What was it, Gabe? Fill us in.
Well, no, I'm not, I don't know exactly, but I know the,
it's so
story
funny
he's talking about.
Cause
I vaguely remember
that.
It's vague, but yes, something about the it was like girl's best friend dating her dad now.
That's what it was. The girl's best friend dated her dad.
Cause that is the one that was sticking out in my mind. So that's so funny that both of you guys remember that.
That yeah, her and her best friend, and she had hooked up with her best friend's dad and said it was not very good. That one.
No.
How many dads have we had on the podcast, guys?
There was nothing about that situation.
Oh my god,
that did happen though.
They didn't. There's nothing about and nothing being good.
It was just that it was awkward.
Now,
yeah, it's like, should I still be best friends with her, even though she's hooking up with my dad or something like that?
Unless you know something we don't know.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Kind of hot. We need an update on that.
Kind of what?
Amber, what's your one that you remember?
I think that one, the one that I was saying about that, but there's lots of shocking stuff. There was one that wasn't that long ago and we were all like,
what was it?
And we were speechless and I can't remember. But like, I was reading something and then everyone's just like, I don't know what to say. And I can't remember what it is now. We've done so many tips.
If your best friend was hooking up with your dad, can you follow up? Because you are remembered.
You are remembered.
You are remembered in our group. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something and I lost it.
Let's see.
I was even trying to cheat and try to remember
the
tip we did last week because it would have been fresh in my mind. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Gabe is just not present during these conversations. He just graces us with his presence. And what you see or what you hear on this podcast is his real true inner self, because he's not even putting effort into being someone else. He just shows up.
I am beyond past that point in life.
Oh, I feel you on that.
You get what you get with me.
And you don't throw a fit.
Is that your life motto? It is. No, it actually is. Oh my
god.
It
is what it is.
As said by Gabe.
When we see the undertow.
We say.
See, I found the one I'm talking about.
Okay. Was the sex bad or good?
It was bad.
Oh shit.
And with the dad. It said, never mentioned that one.
Yes, I did. It said, when I was 14, I met my best friend. She has a young hot dad. Let's fast forward 5 years later and he hits me up out of nowhere. Long story short, we had sex twice, separate occasions. My friend has no idea. I'm a horrible friend. To make things worse, the sex wasn't even good.
Oh, she's right.
Dang.
I don't remember this tip.
Yes, because she said, thanks for your guys' advice in the next message.
Probably wasn't me. I was probably absent for that one.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because this is in July.
You're probably playing Candy Crush.
We were all still... We didn't split up in episodes until you got COVID.
That would have been...
And that was October.
October of last year.
So July, we were all still together.
I don't know.
We didn't have an We didn't have split episodes until
that's
then.
That's okay. We don't. That's all good. It was there. We did it. We answered it. It's a memorable one for us. It sits in our mind, minus the bad sex part.
I'm trying to remember. Actually, I like screenshot all of them.
Yeah.
So that would take me a long time. I screenshot a lot of stuff.
No, yeah, it's not.
But there was one recently that we were like shocked. But I don't know. I honestly don't know when we decided to even start Just the Tip or why. But we like came up with a name and the Bow Chicka Wow Wow Zip. Like it just all, I don't know. I feel like
Bow Chicka Wow Wow. I still feel like we haven't done a full solid version of that together. Gabe, like, can we do that for them tonight? Can we deliver for them tonight? Your face looks thrilled.
The tip actually has to hit the mic.
Like all the way. It has to go all the way hard.
I will do my best.
Okay, we're going to go full send. I need the inner Gabe to come out. This, I need to pull it out. I need to suck the life out of you. Come here.
Ew.
Bring it back to life. What is life? Wait, okay. I didn't mean it like that, Amber. I meant like suck the life out of you, like bring it back. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. Amber, it's your job. You need to suck the life back out of him. Can you do that, please?
No.
Where's my happy Gabe? He smiles awkwardly.
There's the happy Gabe.
We see the end of toe.
Do you know? Okay, so I was going back and like listening to like a couple of our first episodes, and we had audio issues for a while.
Okay,
Where the episodes were like really low in volume. Chris. And it was a bit. It was a thing. But Chris,
my bad.
Chris figured it out. It was just technical issues, and then we were good. But I was listening, and then we didn't always have a permanent outro. And then I feel like making that decision was a great idea because then we don't have to think of it. And our intro. So our intro is four lines.
Yeah.
Welcome back, OnlyFams. Happy Fantastic Friday. From your favorite foursome, where we co-parent with a twist. And we didn't. I think that we started that from the beginning, but some episodes I was listening to, Chris wasn't even included.
What?
It was like Gabe said, welcome back, OnlyFams. And I said, happy Fantastic Friday from your favorite foursome. And then you said, where we co-parent with a twist.
Weird.
For like a few episodes. And I'm like, Chris just wasn't involved in the maybe intro.
Why?
I don't know. I don't recall.
What do you mean, why?
Like, your face was so shocked. Like, I don't fucking know.
On episode 34.
It wasn't until episode four that we had all four of us. But like episode three, I was just listening to it and I was like, why did we do that?
Maybe it wasn't like fully functioning as an intro yet. I don't know.
Welcome back, fams. Happy Fantastic Friday from your favorite foursome where we co-parent with a twist.
Why?
I don't know why.
That episode at all?
Yeah, he is, but I don't know why we didn't include him into the intro. And then I guess
he got the boot that week.
It's happy Fantastic Friday from your favorite foursome is one sentence, and now Chris and I just split the sentence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's like, oh, our intro is going to be three sentences.
I don't but think then we so. Split I it. Feel like we always had the four. That's a weird.
Yeah, thing. I. It's like
maybe.
And I don't think you would have recorded without me. Like, how would you have done that?
I don't know. And that was our first few episodes, so
couldn't tell you.
That's it wasn't not the you episode. That's not like the girl episode.
No. And I listened to.
Are we sure?
This is the reality of co-parenting, episode 3, and then episode 2. Be gentle. It's my first time. That's the episode that we talked about our virginities.
Ooh.
In case you guys are wondering, that's episode 2.
That's hot.
But like,
very interesting topic today.
Oh no.
Today we have.
I forgot my plasma donation. Found a renovated Victorian. It's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Cut the ads out.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Oh my god, fuck my life.
Today we are going to talk about
can't hold me back. Happy Fantastic Friday from your favorite foursome where we co-parent with a twist.
Why?
We just left Chris out. For 3 episodes.
Maybe he didn't want to part. Chris is like that though. Like if he gets in his mood, he's like, I don't want to talk.
I don't know why we didn't include, and that bothers me because I'm like, ew, why does the intro sound different? because we didn't include all four of us.
So it was fantastic three back then.
I blame the editor.
Chris had to earn his spot here.
Yeah.
Episode 4, he got his spot.
Chris got his spot, and now Gabe is pleading to take his out.
When you fucking figure out the audio, you can talk.
It was...
When you can do your job right, you'll be invited back.
A lot of...
But set it up.
But set it up and sit here and chat with us. That is so weird. I don't know what happened. Gabe sounds so much more alive in those episodes too. Gabe,
he does. What but happened? He was fake a lot.
Yeah, I don't he know. Did. I don't when think we he's first, fake.
When we first started, he didn't want to do a lot of it.
I feel like he's sad now.
He didn't want to do a lot of the stuff. He didn't want to talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He's got some pain behind those eyes.
I know.
I'm here, guys.
I'm here.
Oh, Lordy. Well, I appreciate you being here with us.
It's okay. Maybe one day that spark will come back and I'll enjoy this podcast again.
That's so fucking sad. I don't think it's the podcast that you're down about, though.
No, but it's where everybody hears me.
Yeah, it's just life. Life's got you down. When life isn't producing lemons, you just got to learn another way to make some lemonade.
Doubt. Okay.
What? That's probably the worst advice I can ever fucking give.
Gabriel, do not listen to her, please.
No, I just, you gotta find something that makes you happy. And if it's not the lemonade, gotta change.
Try the yellow snow.
Try the
instead.
Orange juice.
Try the yellow snow.
One day. I will get there.
Do you remember how the first good amount of episodes we literally outlined?
Yeah, what we're talking about?
Yes, for a while.
That's good. I think we still need that. I think the problem is
Jessica and I used to, but the thing is like we're so busy now. Because now I'm working,
yeah,
and then you're always working,
always, yeah.
But we used to text each other and come up with ideas of what topic we wanted to talk about, and then we would break it down into what exactly we were going to talk about, and then we would go through the outline. So the first, like, I don't know how many episodes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They were very structured, which some people like, some people don't.
Right.
And then after a while, we're like, fuck it. I don't want to fucking outline shit anymore. Yeah, and then so most of the time now we do. We show up and talk. We don't really plan it. Sometimes I'll try to like come up with
at least one idea
that we want to talk about. And then we branch off of that. Because it's like if we talk about one thing, naturally, you're going to comment and then it's going to bring up another a topic. And then we go from there.
If I remember correctly, that's actually why we stopped outlining, is because when we would sit down together, we didn't talk smoothly. Like, we would stop and there'd be breaks, and Chris would have to edit more, and then there'd be in-between talk, and we were like, you know what? Let's just show up and be ourselves. Let's just talk it out. Like, the whole beauty of having a podcast is that you get to see another side of people that isn't, like, cut on the videos. So we're like, let's just show up and be raw. And sure, like, now he still cuts out some things, like, here and there, but for the most part, I feel like we show up and we talk or we don't, and that's just how we put it. This is, like, us right here. And I kind of like it. I like doing it. I feel like it's easier to do. When everyone's cooperating, but as long as we're, you know, doing it, like,
I'm here, aren't I?
I know, and I appreciate you. I do. I appreciate you.
It's also,
I just miss your happy self.
It's funny though, because sometimes, like, we'll be talking, and then like Gabe or Chris won't even really be in the episode until, like, and then you randomly hear them comment. You're like, oh hey, yeah, they were there. But then there are some episodes where they do talk a lot. But I think that it's also hard to find a topic that we can all talk about, like. We have been planning to, for you and specifically, to do an episode where you talk about, like, tips and tricks for starting YouTube.
Yeah.
And, you know, how to be successful on social media. And obviously that's something that is more of your expertise. Because I don't really do it very much. Right. But that's something that's your expertise. But then, like, all of us, it's like, we'd be like, yeah, she's right.
Yeah, it's like what you can't really, like, add to
that. But that's an episode that we've been planning, like, for over
from
a year
get-go.
From the beginning. But it's just, it's harder to have episodes where all four everyone's of us involved. Can't and be I, involved.
I do think having four people in a podcast is difficult as it is. Like, yeah, it is hard. It's some, and it's even hard to like follow sometimes. I feel like we all, I mean, I guess everyone kind of sounds different. Luckily, we all, I think very, hopefully very much sound different. So we can at least tell the difference. But when you can't see the people, having four in a podcast is really hard. It's a hard dynamic because we either are all talking or not talking. Like, you have to figure out that balance there. And that's something that we still are working on to this day. Mm-hmm. So that's maybe in the future. That's something we can
work out. I don't have any, like, if I don't relate to a subject, I just won't fucking talk because
it's just silent.
One, I'll sound stupid. For two, I don't have anything educational. Like, I wouldn't have anything to contribute, like, worthy enough. It's just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So, if it's not me arguing with Jessica, you're not going to hear much out of me.
Hey, I'm not the only one you argue with.
That's true.
Sometimes it's Amber.
That's negotiable.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that episode?
I think she has PTSD from that.
When Jessica she's just talking naturally and she's like, negotiable. And then Gabe's like, wait, what did you say? And then we're all like, what the fuck did you say?
I say it to this day. I actually said it like 2 days ago on the phone. I said negotiable. And then I thought to myself, and I'm like, damn, I wonder if they think I'm dumb right now. Like, what I'm saying, I'm talking about. It literally is negotiable.
Literally.
It literally is negotiable.
All the freaking arguments we have on this podcast. Chris and his chocolate is candy.
Oh my.
That argument.
I will literally fight somebody over that.
Chocolate's candy.
Argument was so funny. And that, guys, that's our natural reactions. Like, our arguments are natural. Unscripted.
By the way, every time we go to a fucking grocery store, I have to point out to Jessica that the chocolate is separate from the candy.
It's in the fucking candy row.
Nope. It's separate.
You don't mix the nerds with lifesavers either. They separate and they have their own.
Yeah, columns. But it's right next to the fucking box.
It's next to the fucking. It says candy aisle. Nope. It doesn't say chocolate aisle. It says
the
candy.
Whole side is chocolate. The whole
as
side is candy.
As you can see, this debate is still continuing on.
It will be never ending.
What's it like to be wrong?
What's it like to be wrong? I don't know. You tell me, Chris. Why don't you let me know how it feels to be wrong? When you can show me the chocolate aisle, I will. And it says label chocolate and not candy.
Okay.
We'll talk.
And it's funny because when we have those debates, there's people in the comments that go back and forth too.
Chocolate is candy.
They'll be like, Chris is right. No, Chris is wrong. Period. No, this said this. And it's so funny because I love that. I love the interaction with you guys. Like, when you listen to our podcast and you guys are like there with us and you comment. And then I love the interactions and hearing people, well, not hearing, but like seeing people's reactions and responses to stuff that we say, because I'm like, oh, you guys listen to us. That's so sweet.
It is so sweet. We appreciate you guys. We love you all. And I cannot believe we've done this for 100 episodes.
I want to know what your guys' favorite episode is. Yeah. If you guys have favorite episodes,
go comment down.
Go comment.
Down below.
Down below
on our last Instagram post. At Fantastic Four Official. That's where you can find us and let us know some things you would want us to chat about in the future.
Yes, let us know what your favorite episode has been, what you want us to talk about in the future, what do you want Gabe to talk about, because he doesn't talk.
That's okay. We can't force the guy to talk. You talk when you're comfortable, Gabe.
I'll get there, okay? Yeah.
Also, PSA out there to you guys, if you want to be part of our Just the Tip segment, we are going to resume that next episode. Make sure you're sending some of those in. Send us some Just the Tip things that you'd like us to give us, things that you would like us to give you advice on. Not that that is valuable in any way, shape, or form, but if you're just curious, send it in. We have a list going. Amber's got a nice little list saved for us that we're going to pick up back next week, but get in there. Write Just the Tip at the tippity top of that message. And we will see you. We'll find you in our DMs. So
happy holidays, fuckers.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah.
Deuces.
That's it for today's episode. Don't forget to like and rate our podcast and turn on those notifications.
You know you want to hear from us.
Yeah, you do.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Fantastic Four Official, where we post continuous updates. We want to hear your feedback, comments, and topic suggestions. And that's where you can reach us. You also have an option to support our podcast by clicking the link in the description of every episode.
Farewell from your favorite foursome.
And until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.